quite happy now to be joined by Atlanta Braves manager Freddie Gonzalez. And what's going on? And we're going to have Bobby Cox on, also Ned Yost. Is that ground is being broken outside Atlanta for one of the largest and most unique sports complexes in the world. It's called the Lake Point Sporting Community and a Town Center. And Freddie, I'm looking at over some of the specs on this thing. It looks like it's going to be like another Disneyland, but it's going to be for athletes, right?
Absolutely, that's a great analogy, and it's something that we got together, you know, over coffee about 7 or 8 years, maybe even 10 years ago. Ned brought us to our attention, and here we are. We just had the ground and shovel in the ground about 40 minutes ago, and it's getting ready to get started. And it's something that is dear to our hearts. We got 14 baseball fields, 16 softball fields, lacrosse, soccer fields. You name it, and it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger with indoor sports, and it's fun, and you know, ready or not, here we go.
Well, talk a little bit about your season, and we know that the Braves did make it to the wild card game, and unfortunately it didn't go your way. But I mean, really, when it comes to baseball, that you want to get to the playoffs, and you did accomplish that. Looking back over the past season. Some of the things, obviously Chipper Jones, we said goodbye to him. It was nice to see him get a final hit in that game. But some of the things, as you kind of take a seat back now that the World Series is over and you look at the 2012 seasons, what are some of the things that come to your mind, Freddie?
Well, you know what, Rick? We won 94 games, and we got into that dreaded one-game playoff. And you would have told me about that one-game playoff and last year, and I would have taken it. This year, you know, after winning 94 and winning the wild card, I didn't like the format. But hey, it is what it is, and we didn't play particularly well that game, and we couldn't advance. And as you well know, the team that gets hot at the right time has a chance to win it all when you get to the postseason, and the Giants did that. As far as Chipper Jones last season, you can't ask for anything more than that. Productive. In 5 years or a little bit more than that, depending on the voters from the baseball writers, I think we're going to see him in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think that we'd probably see him in the Braves organization as well, as an ambassador at the very least, and maybe something a little bit more. Have you guys talked to him about that?
Well, we've spoken about that, and I think he's going to take some time and spend some time with his family. You know, in our business, we miss a lot of birthdays and a lot of stuff that goes on in the summer that we can't participate as fathers. So I think he's going to take a little time and enjoy the four boys that he has, and anytime he wants to come back, he's more than welcome. And I think Chipper is one of those guys that's going to be a lifer. You know, he's not going to go into the corporate world. He's going to be in a uniform sooner or later, but I think he's going to enjoy retirement and enjoy his family right now.
All right, Freddie, thank you for your time. I know we're going to speak to Ned next, but congratulations on the center, and best of luck next year with the Bravos.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and I'm going to put Ned on the phone right now.
Sounds good. Thanks. All right, so when we get Ned on, we'll get Ned on.
How you doing?
Ned!
How we doing?
Good. Rick Tittle in San Francisco with Sports Byline and around the world on American Forces. Nice to have you with us. Now, I'm a product of the East Bay, and I know that you have a pretty good story about getting an autograph on a dollar bill one time?
Oh, I did, yeah. You know, I grew up in Dublin, California, and, of course, was a huge Oakland A's fan. And we used to kind of, well, I hate to say, sneak in the ballpark early and watch batting practice, but we used to hop the fence and sneak in early. And one day we're in there all kind of by ourselves, and Oakland's playing are taking batting practice over there, and we're running around catching balls. And I looked down, and it was Vida Blue's rookie year, and he had such a phenomenal year that year. And I ran down. He got through throwing a bullpen, and I said, Vida, can I get your autograph? He said, sure. What do you want me to sign? Well, I didn't have anything but a dollar. So I said, here, could you sign this dollar? So he ended up signing the dollar. And for about the first 7 innings of the game, I was so proud of getting Vida Blue's autograph. And after about the 7th inning, I got starving to death. I had to go up and buy a colossal dog at the Coliseum, which was right at a dollar at that time. I was more hungry than I wanted Vida's autograph. But the cool thing about it is about 15 years later, I was doing a clinic with Vida Blue, and I told everybody about it. And when the clinic was over, Vida stepped over to say goodbye, and he goes, "Hey, I got something for you," and he handed me an autographed dollar bill. So that was really cool.
Well, thanks for retelling that story. A lot of A's fans listen to the show. I'm one myself, so that's a very, very cool story. It kind of reminds me of my dad caught a Sal Bando foul ball, and he brought it home, and my brothers and I played with it. We tore the cover off it. We didn't put it in a cube. I mean, we had a Major League Baseball. We were going to play with it. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now the Royals have been a little bit busy. We know that Irvin Santana comes over, and I thought we'll see what happens with the price, but I thought the price was right. And a guy who was fantastic, he, as an A's fan, he's been an A's killer over his career. But a guy that, you know, as the Royals look for pitching, it's a nice little pickup, and hopefully it changes scenery kind of deal, Ned?
Well, I think so. You know, and he's a kid that I've seen him absolutely lights out. You know, when his slider's right, it's unhittable. And we've got kids that can swing the bat, and I mean, it looked like we'd never seen a slider before. So this kid is still got great stuff. You know, we did a lot of research on him. He's a tremendous guy in the clubhouse, tremendous competitor. He's won 94, 95 games. And, you know, I just think that he's going to upgrade our pitching staff. You know, we've got the nucleus of our team is a group of talented, athletic, young position players. Our bullpen has been very, very solid, one of the best bullpens in the American League. And, you know, what we needed to do to improve was get some starting pitching. So I think with the addition of Irvin Santana, that's a good start.
A couple more questions for Royals manager Ned Yost. And, you know, I heard some rumors on a telecast, a national telecast, that perhaps that Dayton Moore was going to shop guys like Hosmer and Moose to get pitching. I find that very hard to believe. I think the moves would be more like what we just saw. Those guys are not on the block, right?
Well, no, you know, they're not. But I don't think, you know, we're at a point where we feel like we can compete. And in order to get, you know, outstanding starting pitching, you got to do it one or two ways. You got to pay out the nose for free agents, or you're going to have to make a big trade. So I don't think we're going to take, you know, anything off the table. We will look at all aspects of our team and try to decide what's best. But, you know, it's not very realistic to think that that's the case. But, you know, in order to get something good, you got to give something good. And, you know, we've got some great prospects in the minor leagues that we'd be willing to look at. And, you know, we've got some great young position players in the big leagues that we'd be willing to look at.
And finally, Ned, they're putting a spade in the ground, Lake Point Sporting Community and Town Center. This place is going to be just enormous, and it's going to be a dream for athletes, correct?
Well, it is. It's going to be a dream for not only athletes, but their brothers and sisters, moms and dads, too. It's going to be a sports city where not only the participant can come in and play baseball, soccer, lacrosse, basketball, cheerleading, wrestling, any number of different sports. We're going to have things set up as a little vacation spot for their brothers and sisters, too, with theater, shopping, bowling alleys, restaurants, hotels. It's just going to be a phenomenal place to come and spend some time.
Well, listen, Ned, whenever the Royals come to town in the Coliseum, I always go over to your guys' dugout. And I got to say, from one guy, 1 through 25, everybody is just a really nice young man. And I like you guys. There are not a lot of prima donnas, and you got such a lot of talent there that I wish you a lot of luck. And thanks for being on the show. Congratulations with Lake Point. And I guess we're going to talk to Bobby now. Is that right?
Yep, Bobby's right here.
Okay, thanks, Ned. All right, we're waiting on Bobby Cox. Come on.
Ned. Hey, Bobby. We'll see you.
Bobby, I'll talk to you.
Take care. Tell Debbie I said goodbye.
Maybe you guys can come and eat lunch before Thanksgiving.
We'll do it.
Yep.
Bobby. Hello, Bobby.
Hello.
Yes, Bobby Cox.
Yes,
we have you. Hi, Rick Tittle in San Francisco on Sports Byline and American Forces Radio as well. We're very happy now to be joined by the fourth winningest manager of all time, and we'll get to Lake Point in just a second, Bobby, but with the World Series concluded, and you look at the two skippers in Leland and Bochy, and to me, they really have a lot in common when you think about their demeanor and how they go about their business. Just your impressions on those two skippers who won their pennants.
I love them both. They're great friends of mine, and I've always admired the way they handle their club and work a game. You know, it's the same Jim Leland that swept the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
And it was the same Jim Leland that got swept by the Giants. So, you know, baseball, you'll never figure it out. I don't care what you say, what you try to do, what you think about, you'll never figure out the game of baseball. But, you know, congratulations to Boach, and congratulations to Jim Leland for getting there. That's not easy to do, believe me.
Well, what do you think about momentum and being hot and all those things that come into it? Because you were in the playoffs every single year. We know you did win it all in 95, but as you say, it's so hard to figure out just one little thing here and there, and how momentum can kind of take over the whole team.
Well, it can, and it can work both ways. You can have the rest and play great, and you get the chance to set your rotation the way you want it. You have a chance for guys to heal up those 4 or 5 days, and you know, when you go down to the last day, your rotation's never set up. But the Giants have a great rotation. You know, it sort of didn't matter who they ran out there number one. Zito did a great job, and you know, I can't say enough about both clubs. Just to get to the World Series is hard to do. To win one's even harder.
A couple more questions for Bobby Cox, and just indulge me on this because a lot of A's fans listen to this show. And what Bob Melvin was given, he was given 5-man rookie rotation for the playoffs, and he had 20 rookies and all, the lowest payroll in the American League, some guys who were cast-offs. And not only did he make it to the playoffs, he won the division against teams like Texas and Anaheim that were spending 3 times the amount of money. What did you think about Bob Melvin this year, Bobby?
Well, it's just like I said, you'll never understand the game of baseball. He did an incredible job. I remember one year we won here in Atlanta. We had 18 rookies on the team,
mm-hmm.
and you know, one time or another. And he went through the same thing. I thought he did a remarkable job. And Billy Bean, still getting the players in there. It's just amazing what they do accomplish on a low budget.
And finally, Bobby, the Lake Point Sporting Community and Town Center, 16 Major League quality fields, a stadium, and they're expecting to create 26,000 jobs. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, when it's all built out, we expect, you know, there's going to be restaurants in there, hotel workers, people working at the ballpark, front office people, maintenance people, all, you know, and all the stores, merchandising, and construction workers. It's a job creator. We had the governor out here today, and he spoke extremely well of the project, and everybody's behind it. And knock on wood, it's going to happen. And we had the groundbreaking this afternoon. That went well. And, you know, with the economy the way it is now, people probably think you're a little bit crazy for doing something like this. But we need it. We need a boost. We need jobs. And we think it's going to definitely happen.
That's Bobby Cox. And, Bobby, hopefully we'll talk to you again in a couple more years. Cooperstown, we definitely will see you up there. So thank you for your time, Skip.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back right here on Sports Byline.